This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an ice cream.
I it's me, the ghost of a JFK. What a wild election we had this yesterday. Wowie.
Actually, JFK, sorry, we are recording this in advance, so technically we don't really know
what happened. That there? Someone's recording a podcast.
Oh,
it's me, Teddy Kennedy.
Teddy Kennedy? Who's that?
A senator.
Theodore.
Huh. He was famously a senator for Massachusetts.
I was a senator for Massachusetts.
Are only the Kennedys coming, or do we
Did someone say ghost? It's me, Brr, the ghost of Teddy Taft, President Teddy Taft.
Oh.
I got stuck in a Boston bathtub.
It's me, the ghost of John F. Taft.
Oh, hey, Aaron. Hey, it's me, the ghost of Mark Wahlberg. Hey.
Okay, so all right, this is.
you're not even. Oh, hey, you're not even upset I died? That's fucked, yo, Aaron. That's fucked.
Aaron, it's me, the
I'm
ghost
of
Nicolas Cage.
Girl,
Aaron, I'm Cage's ghost.
Aaron, me, it's me, Doc, Teddy, Doc. We gotta go back. Back to the podcast.
What a way for you guys to tell me that you don't know who any of the presidents were.
Hold on.
Aaron, it's me, your cousin. You know
Aaron,
that presidents you've been thinking of?
It's me, a Teddy Mario. President Teddy Mario?
Okay, so I've been recording a podcast with two boys who know John F. Kennedy was a president, and then that's the end of the list.
Hey, well, he's the only one who was Catholic, and that's the only one on my list.
There was the president who liked to polka dance. There was
James K. Polk.
Six Shooter McGee. What was that guy's?
There
was
Harrison Ford.
Old Sideburns.
Harrison Ford.
Old Sideburns. There was Tippecanoe and Tyler Too. Mm-hmm.
Barack Obama. Mm-hmm.
There was Lyndon B. Shoppen. Who else?
Is that from something?
Lyndon B. Shoppen.
Can I just say Lyndon B. Shoppen? What? Who else? There was Jazz Man, Saxophone Boy. Who was Saxophone Boy? That was recent. There's a guy, Peanut Farmer Williams.
That was old.
Herbert Hoover.
Monkey Actor Man. There was, who else?
Aaron, it's
John
me,
Quincy
Monkey
Adams.
Actor Man.
well, that was fun.
Suffice to say, we're recording this on a Monday. Tomorrow night is election night. We don't know what's going to happen. We know what we hope happens, but who knows the world we're living in right now? Or if there is a world, who knows if podcasts still exist on Wednesday?
I hope everyone still exists, and I hope that you're still listening to this podcast. Now, this is a podcast about riddles, and if this is your first episode, I assume that you're scrolling through iTunes, you're like, something to take my mind off of things. You landed on this, you listened to 3 or 4 minutes, it did not make any sense, and now you're here.
Yep.
All right, but we're here to make you feel better.
Yes.
All right? Where this is a distraction. Starting now, we will never make any reference to anything in our world.
I can't keep that promise. Ooh.
You don't have to, Ghost of Taft. We're here to make you feel better. Our hands are all covered in oil. The shoulders look tense. Sit down.
I invented Laffy Tafty.
Oh, my God. You sound like Rob Lowe when he played Kennedy. And everyone was like, oh, why?
I got stuck in a Taft tub.
So the world is fine and everything's great.
It's all going to be fine.
Follow me this way. I'm Old Man Puzzles.
Ooh. And I'm JPC. We haven't done this part yet.
Oh, and I'm Teddy Addle. And we're following Aaron down this crickety staircase.
Wait,
okay,
first I'm going to do a Willy Wonka type, ooh, I'm very old. And then I do somersault.
Oh,
and
her young. Leg snapped in half.
Ow. Come with me and you'll be in a world of some puzzles and riddles. Dum-de-dum.
Is she
come
making this up?
Here we go. There
this
are
must be
riddles.
her first tour of the Riddle Factory.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So
that's a real tour of the seasons, a somersault into a fall.
Adele and JPC, if you get the most riddles right and you don't stray too far, I'll give you this riddle factory.
Oh,
can I convert it to do like something more useful than make riddles?
Nope.
I mean, I love the factory. I love the location, the infrastructure. Can I do textiles? Or like...
You're not pure of heart. Adel, what would you do with this riddle factory, please? Say riddles.
Well, honestly, I'm here to steal the secrets of the riddles to give over to this creepy guy who I met in an alley after he saw that I won a riddle ticket.
All right. What about you, Charlie? You with your grandfather.
Oh, me? Grandpa, what do you say?
Oh, Charlie, we gotta go back.
What about my other... Hey, Grandma and Grandpa still in bed. What do you think?
Our feet are cold.
You didn't put the blanket back after you got out of the bed, and now our feet are cold.
Way that we're laying, the blanket only covers the middle part. Everyone's heads and feet are cold.
Yeah, I was going to say I did put the blanket back, but there's fucking three people in a bed, which is insane, so maybe you should just...
And
what,
I'm not pointing fingers, but two of them are fucking.
We'll never say which two.
It's clearly you two.
No.
We need to remake Charlie in the Chocolate Factory. Charlie in the Fuck Factory. Charlie in the Chocolate Fuckery. That's what it is. Grandma and Grandpa in the Chocolate Fuckery.
The three of us need to make Grandma and Grandpa in the Chocolate Fuckery. That's exactly what. That's
send
our
us
next
your
move.
Money. Kids, send us a check.
Kids, send us a check. That's our next move. If you want to send us a check, just go to patreon.com/... Hey,
go to soupysales.com. Send us a check. Aaron, what's on the docket for the first riddle?
I'm doing listener submitted riddles because I love doing those. And riddle books piss me off. My God. And don't eat anything from the chocolate river. Don't.
Butthole.
Don't. Hello again, it's me, Rome. So this is from Rome. We've done riddles from Rome before. And I normally wouldn't do riddles from someone this close together, but these riddles seem so fun and I'm dying to do them with you.
Hell yeah.
Love the podcast, so on. I'll go ahead and give you what you want, some puzzles to solve. I haven't tried these
puzzles to solve.
Any friend, so I have no gauge for the difficulty level, but here goes nothing.
Wait, they said they don't have any friends?
No, they just haven't tested these on their friends.
Oh, okay.
They're rich in
say,
friends. Poor in money.
Good.
Actually, I don't know what their financial status is. You know idioms saying
they don't
like,
say?
Oh,
in
yeah,
the email,
guys,
they don't
in
say
your
about
emails,
their financial
can you tell
status?
Us what tax bracket you're in?
Oh, yeah. Anytime you send us an email to hrrpodcast@gmail.com, send us riddles, but also let us know if you... give us permission to say your full name and also give us in brackets what you make per year in a salary sense.
I mean, it's just, it's polite. It's common sense. It's polite.
It's
just
common sense.
Tell us what income tax bracket you're in.
All right. I'm ready.
Ready. And you asked about idioms?
Mm-hmm. You know idioms. Sayings like...
Don't want to be an American idiom.
Till the cows come home.
Yes.
So
yes,
Rome
yes.
is going to give us two words. One word hints at the imagery or subject of the idiom.
Okay.
The other word sums up the actual meaning of the phrase. So this is going to be better if I give you an example. It's actually pretty simple.
Yes, please.
Okay, cool.
So in the example, till the cows come home, the words would be bovine and longevity. Since the idiom mentions cows and means something that lasts a long time. Makes sense?
Famously, cows can last forever in bed and they don't come for a while.
I'd like to see a scene. I'm lying. I would not like to see a scene.
I'm gonna milk. Moo.
What's the opposite of
Ew.
Calling for a scene? What's the? What can I? Is it just preemptive? I would like to call for that scene to not happen. Here's the scene that I would never like to see.
What's
a cow in bed?
What's scene backwards?
All right, you are implying that milk is cow cum.
Yeah, milk is cow cum.
Don't do that.
And Sean drinks gallons of cow cum every day.
Yeah, he really does. It's the only ant if it's not cow cum, but if it was, we would be putting chocolate and strawberry flavor into another animal's cum. Just saying. Turning it into ice cream. Just saying.
If milk was cow's cum, would ice cream be that popular? Would people still be like...
Yes, because humans are fucking disgusting.
We all scream for cow cum.
Is really, at the end of the day, is that any weirder than killing an animal and eating it?
That is true.
And again, I can't stress enough, if this is your first episode, we're so sorry. It doesn't get any better than this.
Our manic chaos.
I actually think that you could get the kind of like very, you know, reserved Western world to completely like change their worldview and how they view sex. If like just suddenly you were like, yeah, milk is cow cum and it always has been, people would be like, well, I guess I have a lot of thinking to do about who I am and like what I like.
They just sit down on the couch and then lay down for a Okay, Aaron, give us some of these sweet, sweet American idioms.
Let's do this. All right, here are the words. Answers will be on an attached document. The first one, are you ready?
Yes,
been ready for hours.
Equine impatience.
Equine impatience. So this would be quit horsing around. Next one, please.
Horse nope. lips sink ships.
You have a word
ooh,
right
ooh,
in
I got it.
It.
I got it. Uh-huh. I got it. I got it. Hold your horses.
And JPC, you take that literally because you do, anytime you see a real sexy horse, one, you send it over some oats and they say, this is from the gentleman at the end of the bar. And then you hold it tight. I want to see a scene. Aaron, you're a horse. JPC, you're on a date with a horse.
I think it's kind of strange that you took me on a carriage ride. It's sort of weird.
Oh, if it's an issue of who pays for it, like I can go Dutch and I'm totally comfortable just.
Oh no!
Fronting it as well.
My legs don't bend, so I can't sit in a chair easily. And also, my ex is one of the horses that is pulling this.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry if this is awkward. I Googled you, and a lot of results came in with your ex and who he was, so I figured this is like a good first date because we kind of will emasculate him and show him that, like, you know, what a real horse looks like and, you know, how...
You're a man.
You're a mensch for saying. Thank you so much. But no, I'm a horse. Oh, my God. You're talking about how I'm in a human body now. Okay.
Oh,
shit.
Wow. I feel like I'm missing a big part of this story because you look like a pretty short man.
In our Tinder exchange, I tend to do like word vomit, so you may have missed it. So a witch spit on me a couple of weeks ago and turned. What's that?
Why? What made her spit on you?
Excuse me, horse. Get away from my hut, please.
I'll go in any hut I want. I'm in this hut. I'm eating oats in this hut. You can't do a thing to me. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Please, stop. Please.
What? Stop pushing you? Stop pushing you with my hooves? What are you
going
to do? What are you
going to
do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Yeah, so anyway, it was another witch after I had bullied that witch who just spit on the back of me. Anyway, turned me into a short man. It's kind of like because I was acting very short-tempered and I'm like all bald and red-faced because that's kind of like my inner personality. Anyway, that was 2 weeks ago. Done a lot of soul searching. I've kind of become a better person. And hopefully, if I meet my true love, which is why I got on Tinder, horse Tinder, of course. Just so we're clear. You were not a horse on a human Tinder. That would be insane.
I mean, I did that for a year, and it was a great year.
I've been on a human Tinder, too. No judgment. But I knew that if I found a true love, I could come back into my horse body. So... I know it's early. I know the date has just begun. I would love if I could kiss you. May I kiss you?
No.
Okay.
You did bully that witch.
Sure.
And just sort of like right in front of my ex. Like.
Yeah.
Like we were gonna have kids together. We had planned a whole life together. And like,
okay. Cool. I missed it. Can I also be 100% honest?
You are absolutely just a human.
I'm a human, yeah. I'm a human pervert.
Scene. horse Tinder is the most JPC creation I've ever heard in my life.
Are we ready?
Well, yes. Hold on. I just thought of a joke, which is that...
How do you like your meat? Horse tender?
That's it. Well, no. Horse tender would, of course, be called hinder. But I was going to say, I always hope that two horses... If I see two horses in love, I always hope they have a stable relationship. Okay, now
I do another one.
Nice.
No, I'm all done.
Well, sure? There's more to be done.
I saw a single horse, and he was really out there running around in the field, and it was just good to see a horse sowing his wild oats.
Love is the glue that holds their relationship together. I just dropped my phone. That's what that sound was. Okay. Damnation, chaos.
Damnation, chaos. So this would be hell freezes over, hell hath no fury, chaos.
Hell is other people. Hell is crazy people.
Hell... Here I am, rock me like a hurricane.
Hell is other people, hell is crazy people. It's for sure the name of my third book would have really gone insane.
That's the motto for New York City.
Okay, hell and chaos?
Damnation and chaos.
It really is.
Damnation and chaos.
You have the word hell right.
So hell, and then chaos would be a flurry, a mess, a
random,
wild
hell.
This is we're all going to
come hell or high water. Hell and hand basket. Hell and hand bucket.
Yep, hand bucket.
hell in a sand bucket.
Where does that phrase stem from? I guess that's something
I wanted
for
to see a scene.
Patreon
I would like to see a scene. So Adel and Aaron, you are going to be two kids with human intelligence, adult intelligence, human intelligence. You're two kids with adult intelligence.
With horse intelligence.
Horse intelligence. Yes, that's what I meant by adult. You're playing on the beach. You're building a sandcastle. Adel, you have a sand pail, and you have just found a portal to hell and a sand bucket.
Okay, and put some, I'm going to put some spires over here, and this is the moat, of course, so Jennifer, you could grab some water for the moat.
Okay, and I feel like you've decided that you're head architect on this project, and it just feels like I did the blueprints. Uh-huh. No, it's fine.
Well, I'm happy to collaborate, but it just, your architecture had a lot of sharp edges, and I just feel like
I like it. I just have more of like a Scandinavian style. Like I like sort of like sleek.
And I'm
design.
More Frank influenced heavily by Frank Lloyd Wright, obviously.
It just feels like, and I like love your artistic vision and like.
Oh,
I just
think
you're really great. I just think sometimes in the building of it structurally, like you almost killed our brother last summer when you buried him in the sand.
Fair. No, and Jennifer, that's valid, and I appreciate that, and I take ownership of that. That's on me. I take onus. But it feels like some of your creations feel a little like Tower
of
Babel.
Wait, is
where
there something
you
in
build
your bucket?
A spot? Huh? No, don't
it feels
worry about
like,
it.
Is there like a crab?
Oh, there's a voice that's been speaking to me.
What?
Look, you don't hear it?
No.
Put it up to your ear.
Oh, will I hear the ocean?
It's like a little song.
All right, here we go. I'll put it up to my ear.
Bum, bum, ba da ba da bum, bum. I'm stabbing Hitler. I'm drowning Stalin. I am the devil and I'm in my home and it's hell.
So anyway, I feel like a lot of the stuff you build tends to collapse due to structural, you know, it's not structurally sound.
Well, honestly, it's just physics, though. So it looks like the point of my design is that looks like it's not structurally sound, but just
you're talking
through
to me about physics.
Hold on, there is
you're
a crab.
You're talking to me about physics.
There is a crab in this
crab.
Bucket that I think might be the devil. He is a
That's
top
a devil
hat
crab.
And a cane. Is
oh,
there?
He has, yeah, he has a little top hat and a cane. Hello, what's your name, crab?
Scene.
I feel like we were about to get a rhyming verse. Come on.
I love that you committed to that song before you had the lyrics, and then you were like,
I don't know.
Stabbing Hitler.
Confection ease.
Confection ease. Sweets. Cake. Have your cake and eat it too.
It's easy like cake day, baby.
Two cakes don't make a good band.
You got it. You have the right word.
We have the right word?
Cake? Easy cake.
Piece of
easy
cake.
Bake oven.
Easy piece of cake.
Piece of cake.
Piece of cake. Piece of cake.
Yeah, piece of cake.
Oh, that's easy cake, baby. You're on easy cake now.
I would like to see a scene.
Mm-hmm.
You work at a bakery and you design cakes. Has your job, and JPC, you're coming in and you want Adel to write something on a cake that Adel, you do not want to put this on a cake.
Okay. Oh, and can I, did you want to try our special is a rye bread? We also have some croissants, and I also do pastries. I do some, we have long johns, like a maple long john, and you see the cake display in front
of you.
I think I'm
interested in doing one of the custom cakes.
Oh, okay. Custom cake? Yeah, absolutely. So it's going to be this cake right here, but it's pre-made, but then I can put whatever theme or wording on top.
Can you put something like happy birthday on the cake?
No. I'm kidding. Absolutely. That's our number one request. Okay.
Could you put something like an apology on the cake? Like I'm sorry on the cake?
Yeah, I've never had that before, but yeah, absolutely. I can put whatever you need. Good. So
could you put something like a happy anniversary on the cake?
Yeah, is it going to say happy birthday, I'm sorry, happy anniversary? Is that what you want?
No, I'm just trying to understand what kind of cakes that I could possibly.
Yeah.
If a person was having an argument with a dog.
What are you clutching in your hand there?
This is a ghost. And if I'm holding it in my hand, it won't get out. If a person's having an argument with a dog about how many harmonica solos are in Blues Traveler's The Hook.
Yeah.
And the dog thinks it's three. Hold on. And the dog thinks it's three. And the person knows. And the person knows that it's two.
Get back in front of the counter, please.
Can you put on the cake? Listen up, dog. There are two harmonica solos in Blues Traveler's The Hook, and if you don't believe me, and if you don't stop slandering me, I'll put a ghost in your mouth.
Oh, let me, I have to call the head baker, her number is 911, it's a quick dial, it's 911, let me just,
Yeah, if the head baker needs to be
Hello?
Hello, head baker.
Yep, it's me, head baker.
Click. Sorry, wrong number. Let me call the head baker.
No worries.
Their number is 911. So let me press 9, then 1-1. Is this your shortcut?
Sure. That's no problem.
911. What is your emergency?
Hello, head baker.
Okay. What's up?
I have an issue here.
You know what? I'm sorry, dude. I'm having a bad day. My husband forgot my birthday. And then on our anniversary, gave me a cake that said happy birthday in quotes. Mm. I'm sorry, sarcastically, and then happy anniversary. So I'm just feeling a little bit on edge, a little overwhelmed.
Yeah, I made that cake.
Oh, well, then fuck you.
Hello?
Click.
Hello? Hello?
On a cake, could I do a message to a dog about Blues Traveler's The Runaround?
Yeah.
Because the dog thinks that there are three harmonica solos in the runaround, but I know that to not be true. I know that there are two.
I'm here to get a cake. A dog.
Oh no.
Can you make a cake that says there are three harmonica solos?
Don't make that cake.
Oh my god.
It's you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, buddy. I love you so much.
Oh, finally, a Blues Traveler scene. Finally, we got it. We snuck it in there. Finally. We snuck it in.
Clever girl.
Happy birthday. I'm sorry. Happy anniversary has got to be the funniest thing to ever put on a cake. I'm dying. That's so funny.
This cake is for three different people. I can't afford three separate cakes.
Can you space it out so that we can slice it in a way?
Ammo indoor.
Can I say real quick? I just want to say.
You can say.
JBC, the voice you're doing, I forget the show. It's not Unsolved Mysteries. But there was a serial killer in like the 70s who was named the Weepy Voice Killer. And he would call people and he would call his victims before he like came through the house or something. And he would sound like he was about to cry. And so he'd call someone and they play the tapes on the episode I watched. And they're like, it's him on a payphone. And he's like, I did it again. Oh, he'd call the police. I'm sorry. He'd commit a crime, then call the police, and he'd be like, I did it again. I'm never gonna go to heaven now, and say something like that.
Ew, I fucking hate that guy.
But your voice is the exact. exact timbre and pitch of the weepy voice killer.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. They must have caught that guy ages ago. No, hold on.
He escaped Indianapolis.
No.
He's at large.
No, he's more of a medium.
First of all, if anything small, if anything, I'm his son.
Sorry, Aaron, what was the ammunition something?
Ammo and an endure.
Ammo
endure,
endure,
like E-N-D-U-R-E or I-N-D-O-O-R?
E-N-D-U-R-E.
Is it kill two birds with one stone?
No.
Okay. And that's also something a British serial killer might do.
I'm the stone. You're the two birds.
I killed two birds. Two women in their flat with one
that's
stone.
That's super dark.
with one stone, which is like, what, 22 pounds?
It's like 16 pounds.
16
like that,
pounds,
yeah. Who knows?
Which is, of course, our currency.
16 pounds, the weight of a soul leaving a body. Benicio del Toro.
All right, Sean Penn. Ammunition endurance. Is bullet the word?
Mm-hmm.
Bullet. Number one with a bullet. Bullet. Bite the bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Bite the bullet?
Yeah. Bullet means to endure something.
Oh.
So it's one.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah. I see. Okay.
To bite the bullet. Gotcha.
It's not
each word what that word means.
I was
it's
like,
the,
how does bite
means.
Mean endure? But I see.
Yeah, it's what the phrase means.
Mm.
Coin common.
Coin common. Pay that man his money.
Save a penny. Save a penny, make a penny.
Nope.
Hey, take a penny, leave a penny.
Take a penny, leave a penny.
Take a penny, leave a penny, baby.
Take a penny, little penny commercials, Sprite.
JCPenney.
This one is JCPenney. I love your style.
It's coin and what? Coin and what?
Common.
Coin and common.
You are common. You're just.
You're a cop. You're a plain as plain as a penny.
Ooh.
Ooh, you're a nickel of six.
Every penny has its day. See a penny, pick it up. Fuck this penny. It is normal. Penny and common.
Aaron, is it you're a nickel of six?
No.
Is it your quarter of four?
It's a dime a dozen.
I have more.
Dime a dozen.
A dime. We're in the money.
You're a Sacagawea dollar 100?
Yeah, that's the common phrase.
I want to see a quick scene. Aaron, you are a coin collector. You're looking through some old, you found like at a garage sale, a box of old coins, and you're looking for like a special coin, a certain year, or like made of a certain metal, or just a special coin. And you come across JPC, who happens to be fairly normal, and you're just letting him know that he's not special.
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm the coin.
You're the coin.
Gotcha.
Put my gloves on.
Hey there, pretty lady. Want to take me home?
What? Do I want to take you home?
Yeah, I'm the best coin of the bunch. Best coin of the bunch. You're not going to find a better coin. I can be good to you.
I'm sorry.
Take me home, pretty lady.
Hold on. Okay. You're a Nevada coin from 2018. And you want me to take you home?
I'm one of those Nevada quarters, okay? I'm an official state quarter from 2018.
Is this gum on you? Oh, God.
Sure,
what is
gum.
This?
That's what that is. Don't worry about it. Put me in your pocket. Take me home. Hey,
I wouldn't
I'll
even
be a good
use you to pay for something.
Why would you? I'm practically useless as currency. I'm a collector's item. I've been everywhere, man. You ever been to the U.S. Mint? I've been there.
I toured it once. Why do you think I got so passionate about collecting coins?
I've been there. That's something we have in common.
Would you even fit in, like, a vending machine?
No. No. I'm altered. I'm altered.
There's multiple layers of disgusting things. How many disgusting people's pockets?
Pockets? Not many. Mouths, stomachs, butts? A lot. I'm a coin who's seen some things. You ever heard of Magic School Bus? It's basically my life story. Come on.
Which part of Magic School Bus? You've been inside someone's body?
Oh, yeah. Many, many times over. Many, many times over. One person twice. Come on, take me home. I got stories to tell.
I have a story to tell you. One time, a girl named Erin Keefe accidentally poured a Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee inside of her purse. And she was too sad and depressed to clean out her purse. And then more crumbs and dust happened in it. And then she looked at the coins at the bottom, and she didn't even realize they were coins at first because they were sticky from the iced coffee, and they were covered in gunk.
Same.
You...
Erin?
Uh-huh?
You did it again.
What?
You're treating this podcast as therapy.
Oh, I'm sorry. The world is on fire. Go back into the scene.
Okay.
I guess it really started when I was a kid.
I'm good. I'm good. Put me back.
Aaron, scene. Is that okay? Scene.
No, no. I hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I'm to give you a little backstory. This is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a 1970 Rhode Island quarter, and I'm also looking for the kind of love that makes you feel safe. Why are you walking away?
KBC, as she keeps talking, as Aaron keeps talking about our problems, we're gonna go to break. We have to go to break.
But men afraid of therapy.
But we'll be right back after Aaron is done with her session here.
I'm a coin.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claritin, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people can actually see that. Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop
crying.
Me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, it's in shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No, good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay, that was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual-edge blades to give you the old-school shave with the benefits of new-school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going to be
She's in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades. He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
And we're back, and Erin has just completed her therapy session. Erin, how do you feel?
And that's why I'm afraid of getting caught in a fish tank. I feel fine.
Because you watched the movie Venom?
I've never seen that movie. All right, let's finish up these
rooms. When Venom gets caught in that fish tank, I lose my whole shit. I was screaming in the theater.
Other comic book movies are afraid to go where Venom went. I'll say it. Aaron, what else do we have on today's episode?
Well, we are only halfway through Rome's puzzles. So the next one is Fracture Luck.
And it's Chekhov's fish tank, too, because you see the fish tank in the first act and
you know
think,
it's got to be used. You know
Venom's fallen in that. Venom's fallen in that.
How many harmonica solos are in Venom? Too many?
1, 2, 3, 4,
it's like
five,
in Spider-Man 3 seven, when he eight, goes like nine. Dark. It's like dark Tobey Maguire, and he just grabs a harmonica and just jams on it for a couple of minutes.
Well, there's a scene where there's like a chase scene, and Venom accidentally goes into a house of blues, and Bruce Willis is playing. So that's there's like 10 right there.
He says, "Hudson Hawk, toss me a guitar." I've not seen Venom. I never saw it. Aaron, what's the
I hate it here. Only on this bullshit show will people talk ad nauseum about a fucking movie they've never seen.
And then at the
fuck
end, be like,
this place.
I've never seen it.
Unbelievable.
Is there a fish tank?
I miss women. Where are the women? Okay. Fracture, luck.
Fracture, luck. Break a leg.
Yeah.
Break a leg, you old savings and loan.
Climate illness.
I want to see a scene.
Climate illness.
Aaron and JPC, Aaron and JPC, you are two high schoolers in a high school play, a very well-known play, and one of you at some point literally breaks your leg.
Before you say another word, Javert. Chain me up like a slave again. Listen to me. There is something I must do. This woman leaves behind a suffering child. There are none but me who can intercede. In mercy's name, 3 days are all I need. Then I return. I pledge my word. Then I'll return.
Now, Boo Radley, come out of that tree.
That's your daughter? My daughter's playing Cosette, the sickly prostitute. We're so proud.
There's no reason to be in that tree there, Boo Radley. Come on out of there.
You
we gotta
must
go to the
think
courthouse.
Me mad. I've hunted you across the years. A man like you can never change.
Oh,
a
come
man
on, Boo Radley. Don't kill that mockingbird.
I gotta say, when I heard the high school was doing To Kill a Miserab, I didn't think it would work, but this is actually kind of bad.
Yeah, it's
Atticus
bad.
Finch
it's awful.
Can never change. Atticus Finch can never change. You know nothing. 2, 4, 6, 0, 1. This movie's in black and white.
How dare you, ladies and gentlemen. Element of the court, I'll tell you what, you leave that poor Boo Radley alone.
It seems like it's all kind of out of order.
Miss Stephanie's another character in the movie.
Seems very out of order. Here comes a big dance scene. Let's hope everything goes okay.
Pass. Pass. We'll do a pass on this scene.
Oh, thank God. Thank God they passed on that scene. That would have been awful to watch.
Yeah, thank
Do
God. Thank
you
God.
Hear the mocking bird singing the
song
before it's killed?
Scout.
Scout is a kid
in the movie.
The movie,
and she will be Scout again.
She's wearing overalls, and she likes to play outside.
And that Boo Radley's in his tree, and someone died.
Bum, ba-dum. Oh, my God. From now on, anytime you do a musical, you should allow to yell pass in the one number that is not very good.
I do love To Kill a Miserable.
Okay, the reason why we started laughing is because JPC opened his mouth to initiate. The sound was about to move past his vocal cords, and I started singing because I'm a jerk.
It is in that moment that I decided that we were in To Kill a Mockingbird. And I was like, no matter what she says, we're in To Kill a Mockingbird.
Which is something you do at least 4 times a show, is we'll start a scene and you're like, nope, we're in a To Kill a Mockingbird. And you'll make subtle hints and references. You'll talk about giant baked hams. Yeah.
You guys, I can't stress this enough. I've seen Adel and JPC yes and so quickly and more professionally and funny than like anyone. They are so good at it. And because they're so good at it, that's why they refuse to do it.
I won't do it. I won't do it. If you're good at something, never do it for free. If you want to see me do it well, patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. This is the free show. We only do bad stuff here.
It's like when Michael Jordan quit to play baseball. That's what we are. We're like,
no.
We're like, we're at the top of our game. We're done. Let's go to Birmingham. And
right.
It's like in the middle of a Michael Jordan basketball game when he would belittle and demean the person on the other team.
In 5 seconds, both of you are about to go, I actually never saw Michael Jordan play basketball. That's about to happen in 5 seconds. Okay. Climate illness.
climate illness. So this is love in the time of cholera, the famous catchphrase. Climate illness.
Sick as a wet dog.
Ooh. Climate. So no. Heat. As hot as a sickly dog. Hey, you hot sick fuck. Hey.
Hey, what? You hot sick fuck.
Yeah, that's my pickup line. Hey, you hot sick fuck.
Climate, weather. Weather?
Mm-hmm. What is wet your whistle? Climate, weather.
Weather illness.
Weather illness.
Weather, under the weather.
Yay!
Weather tis illness. Oh, very good. Very good.
All right. The next one is...
Under the weather.
Medication
down
calm.
Down by the sea. Medication con.
Calm. C-A-L-M. I'm sorry.
Oh,
calm.
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 So, Aaron, do you say if Sean's acting crazy, do you tell him to calm down?
I call him calm coil.
So do you think it's calm air?
Calm.
I love calm air.
Do you think calm air?
Do you think Colm Meaney is in calm air? He is. He plays.
Saying the word calm feels a lot like throwing up. Calm.
Calm.
Do you think that calm. Sean Calmery just died?
Oh, that was sad, huh?
You had a good
when you go to Los Angeles, do you say, look at all these calm trees?
Yeah, I say, look at all these calm trees.
I say about Sean Connery's death what I say whenever my dad goes jogging. He had a good run. What was the two words?
Well, I say about Sean Connery's death, I absolutely believe in reincarnation, and you're the man now, dog.
Do you know
that's him coming back as a dog?
Aaron, do you know what time Sean Connery went to... take his racket and whack a ball back and forth? Around 10-ish.
Okay, that's fun. That's about as much fun as you can have as an American right now. That's our limit. That's
as much fun as you can have without breaking a sweat, baby.
The reason we're laughing so much, the reason we're being so goofy and fucking wonky is because we're living in a pre-election world. We're living in a Monday, and you fools are walking around on Wednesday in a daze.
We're acting so wonky because this is Willy Wonky in the Riddle Factory.
I'm sorry for a little gallows humor.
Okay, please, I have more riddles.
Okay, yes. Yes, ma'am.
Medication calm.
So this would be a spoonful of sugar.
No.
This would be...
Oh, I got it. I know it. Yes. What? Yes, it's take a chill pill.
Yay.
Ooh.
I dare you to say that to someone in your life the next time they are freaking out and having a reasonable emotional reaction to something.
A reasonable emotional reaction, you would never do that. You would only tell someone to take a chill pill if they were blowing up at something. Like someone yelling at a waiter, you'd be like, whoa, take a chill pill.
Well, you're normal and a good person.
Well,
Has anyone ever told you to take a chill pill?
Yeah, in times when you're like acting reasonably. When you're the waiter being like, please don't yell at me. And the guy yelling at you is like, whoa, take a chill pill.
I feel like this harkens back
to a sitcom.
I feel like this harkens back to like the 60s when prescription drugs were just like, they just give you whatever. Like they'd give you basically cocaine in a pill. Mm-hmm. And people would, like women would get pills for like fainting or something. Like, right? I feel like chill pill was probably like Oxycontin and they probably gave it out 80 pills at a time. And if someone was being emotional, they'd be like, take a chill pill, and they give them, you know, whatever.
That's so what they used to call lobotomies, chill pills.
I know in the most heated argument that I've ever been in my entire life, we both mutually agreed that we would step back, we would take a chill pill. It turned out we took MDMA. We had one of the craziest next 4 hours. Mid-argument. Take a mid-argument break.
You took a Molly pill.
Did Molly, tripped, you know, sandstorm. Darude. Yeah, this is 2007.
You're being,
so.
No, GBC, I'm saying you're being Darude.
I was. And after I took the chill pill, I realized that, and we got along great. Now me and my dad are fine.
There are too many harmonica solos in Darude Sandstorm.
I would love to see, like, two MMA fighters fighting, and, like, halfway through the fight, someone's like, take a chill pill.
Oh, so it would be like an MDMA, MMA? Yeah.
I would love MMDA. To see someone in a fight like that and one person just go, stop!
Stop it! Stop!
Stop! God, no!
Ow, I'm having a poop!
Conor McGregor just yells, I'm telling mom!
Footwear shock.
Footwear shock. High heel price tags. Am I right, ladies?
Sneaker footwear surprise.
Footwear shock.
Shock.
lightning on the diamonds on the soles of her lightning.
Shoe? Is it shoe? Gumshoe. Nice try, Gumshoe. Carmen Sandiego's in Santa Marina.
Harmonica solo.
Aaron,
well, she's been around.
Is
the
any
world.
Of this
she's
stuff right? We're giving you gold.
I'm going to let you guys tire yourself out. So I get a good nap out of both of you.
Joke's on you.
This afternoon.
We never tire. Shoe wear shock.
Shock.
Well,
shock.
This
shock
is actually
be.
One of my favorite.
Jolt. Bolt. Jolt.
Phrases ever.
Sandal surprise?
Kick rocks. Hit the bricks.
My name is Kick. Kick
I'll give
rocks.
You a hint.
Okay.
Okay.
On the window if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
Aaron, we're not
if
hitting
the
on
answer
you.
Is no.
What?
Is that
I
knock?
I guess you don't
knock?
Know that,
is that
song.
Knock.
Knock. Mm-hmm. How is that footwear? Knock.
Footwear and shock?
Don't knock my shoes. Not.
Oh, I'm going to knock your socks off.
Oh,
yeah.
Those are knockoff shoes. I see.
Knock your socks off. I'm going to knock your socks off. That's such a fun, cute thing humans did. Human did.
Okay. I want to see a scene. Adel, Aaron, you are both deities. Let's call you, we'll make you Olympian gods because I've been playing Hades nonstop.
Can I be Olympian biscuit?
Oh, boy. You can be Olympia Dukakis, so that's all you get. You're moonlighting. You're both Olympian gods. You're looking down at the mortals, and you're describing like the such a cute things that they're doing. Oh, they're so cute.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh. Look at this!
Look!
Look! They're buying each other jewelry when they like each other.
Oh, they think shiny objects are worth something.
They like to decorate the people they love. Like, the people they love are Christmas trees.
Oh,
that's
so adorable.
Cute.
That is adorable. Oh, look. They've domesticated one of the wild beasts. And they put their hand on its head and that makes them feel good about themselves. The creature hates it, but the human feels good about themselves.
That's so cute. Oh my god, they're singing. They sing to each other. On the day that they were born. This is so cute.
Oh, that is cute.
Oh, jeez. Here it comes.
Here it comes.
Fucking.
Oh, Hades.
Baby is born.
Oh, Hades. Get out of here.
Hades.
And soon you'll be mine.
Hades, I don't know why we're scared of you. You're a crab with a top hat and a cane.
I'm stabbing Hitler even though
who?
He ain't been born.
Let
I'm
me
Hades.
Hit him.
I'll be here all
Let
night.
Me hit him with a lightning bolt, please.
Hades. All right, come here.
You
come
can
here.
Hit me with a lightning bolt. It just makes me hornier.
Scuttle over here.
Lightning makes me horny. That should be a t-shirt. Lightning makes me horny.
I think that's a log line for Cars 2.
I've never seen Cars.
There's a character named Lightning McQueen. That's all you need. That's all the context you need to get the joke.
All right, last one. Aww. Futility, waterfowl.
Futility, waterfowl. Water
futility.
Okay,
Comed Swan.
Yeah, it's Comed Swan. Good night, everybody.
Utility waterfowl?
Fucked like a duck.
Which means I didn't get wet because of the way my feathers are.
Fucked me like a duck. It was the worst lay I had of my entire life.
You have a corkscrew penis, sir.
I fucked like a duck. There's a lot happening below the surface and nothing happening up top.
It's like milk off a duck's back. Utility, is that what you said?
Futility.
Futility, waterfowl.
Swan.
Swan song. Swan, Ron Swan song. What are some waterfowl? So we have swans, we have ducks.
Isn't a setup to do swan lumps, is it?
No.
Okay, thank God.
We have party fowls.
Contractually will not do that.
Aaron is
contractually.
I am contractually obligated.
I am contractually obligated. I built this thing.
I'm an inventor.
It on me.
Yeah. Aaron, is duck the correct word? Part of
no.
it.
No.
Is swan?
No.
Goose.
Uh huh.
Goose.
Loosey goosey.
What's good for the goose?
No.
Is good for the water bill.
Loosey goosey.
What's good for the goose?
I have a question for you guys. This is actually a question that Mariah asked me the other day. Would you say that you're more loosey or more goosey? Like, where do you land on the loosey-goosey spectrum?
I'm more goosey because I get uptight in terms of, like, I have very specific things I like and don't like.
I'm more loosey because I'm constantly tricking men who have very little hair with a football.
To kick a football?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm more goosey, and it's like a real reason, like Adol said, because I'm like way more uptight and stringent, and so Aaron's the only one that did a joke answer for that.
And you also
yeah,
famously...
I'm the one making too many jokes on this podcast. Fuck all y'all. Oh, I hit my wall today, motherfuckers. Oh, you want to hear a lady go crazy? Put her on a riddle podcast for 120 fucking episodes. Put her in a closet that's 150 degrees.
JBC,
we're
all out of breaks.
Goddamn moisturizer off. Oh, yeah. Have her do riddles.
I guess we should just listen and...
Have her do improv with boys who are so good at yes and, but they get on a riddle podcast and they do no but. They talk about butts.
First of all,
I would
never say Adol has no butt. That guy's, it's junk a la trunk.
All caboose, it's, baby.
It's Badunkadunk season whenever he walks into a room.
Santa, they call baby, me,
my high school nickname was Badonkey Kong.
Hurry down the chimney tonight. All right.
Oh, Aaron's
Donkey
wearing,
Aaron's coke wearing tonight. I
lingerie and a trash
go.
Bag.
Oh, no.
Aaron's acting
this
like she knows the
wanted.
Results of the election.
Donkey Donny, I finally Donkey went Donny. Insane.
Has Aaron been to the future?
Doopy doopy doo. You broke me. Doopy doo. Doopy doopy doo.
She's stapling hot dogs to her neck.
Insane.
I can fix this. Hold on. And scene.
Oh, I'm just
pass.
Getting started,
Aaron,
motherfucker.
Pass.
I need a glass of water and a blanket.
Oh, I think that's what the podcast is now.
Well, I honestly was looking at taking an episode and cutting a trailer out of it. Just like maybe like a 2 minutes of like what we do best. And that might be it. That might be our new trailer.
No.
We should send that to prospective guests and be like, would you like to do it? It's just like an improv riddle podcast.
Here's what it is.
And then just send them that.
Oh God, guys, I'm begging you. No one take that out of context.
Aaron, the next time you audition for something, will you do what you just did as a monologue?
Oh yeah, 100%. It'll be for like a Folgers commercial, and it'll just be that.
The best part of doo-dee-doo-dee, donkey losing my mind.
6 months from now, someone is going to send us one of those, like, what are those called? Like those
time
animatics?
Capsule?
Those animatics? Like those like digital animations of just that 2 minutes of the show.
Oh yeah, the animatics. That's Wacko, Yakko, and Dot.
That one was Wild Goose Chase. And now, thank you so much, Rome. Those were amazing.
Wild Goose Chase.
Okay.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Yeah.
Aren't all geese wild? So shouldn't it just be... This harkens
back... I had a professor in college that was a goose, so no.
Sorry?
I'm sorry?
Excuse me?
I had a math professor in college that was a goose, and he'd waddle in and sort of just fly to the top, and he had a little... a piece of chalk in his mouth, and he would like write the equations on the board, and if we got it right, he'd honk.
Okay, oh, I need to see a scene. JPC, you are Professor Goose. Aaron and I are your students, and this is the first day of class. Whoa, shoo, get out of here, shoo.
No. Everyone take your seats.
Fuck?
My name is Professor Screech.
Let me shut the door for you. Slam.
Thank you. No hands. My name is Professor Goose, and welcome to math class.
Okay.
Geometry. Math class : geometry. I see we have a question already. Yes,
lady. And I don't know if this is offensive. Is it common for gooses to have Goose as their last name?
It's not offensive. Thank you for asking that question. My name is Mr. Goose because geese don't get to pick their own names. Mm. They're named by humans, and so, oh my God,
what?
I look like a goose.
Oh, were you spit on by a witch?
Oh brother, it was one of the biggest loogies that's ever hit me in my life. Yes. So here's the thing, I'm a man. I'm a human man. I was. Up in a witch's business. I was yelling at her. I was tearing her hair. I was giving her the business. I was really yelling at this witch. You know, just because I'm a bad guy and everything like that. Anyway, another witch comes up, spits on the back of my neck. Boom, turns me into a goose. She said, basically, you want to honk, honk, honk. Okay, we have another question from the lady in the front.
Hey, yeah.
A lot of questions out of you. That's good.
Yeah.
You're going to like math.
Are you really actually a goose, but you're also just a pervert?
Well... I don't know. Would you consider it a perversion? Because I think I'm normal for a goose.
I got his phone. Oh, look, he's got Ginder.
Oh, boy. It's Gander.
Oh.
It's, yeah, it's Gander, and I'm looking to do a little mountain, if you know what I'm saying. Is Gander Mountain a chain that people are familiar with?
Can't say no. What it is.
You don't know it? Oh, man. People from Indiana are going crazy right now.
For unrelated reasons. Pass.
Well, sure.
Scene.
Scene. Pass. Scene.
Scene. Pass.
Do we have time to do one more?
Yes, Aaron, we have plenty of time to do one more.
All right. This is from Keith. Hey, Clue Crew. Love the show. Thanks for being awesome.
Hey, Keith, thank you for being awesome.
Thank you for the Rolling Stones.
This is Keith R., actually, which is funny.
Whoa, Denise Richards' dad.
Mm-hmm. So, the first riddle they sent is from an episode of Star Trek, and the second riddle they sent, they made up, just for
some
context.
If I haven't seen the episode yet, will this be a spoiler for it?
It will be a spoiler, and it will also absolutely not make sense out of context from the episode. So I hope everyone's seen this one episode of Star Trek Voyager.
Thank God. And I probably have.
Aaron, we get to choose which one we want. I'll just take the first one. It's fine.
No. You can't separate twins, Adel. A man, unless it's for a parent trap. Can you believe that they separated those two girls and just not going to tell them each other? Yeah, of course.
That is the premise.
One twin goes to England, one twin goes to Northern California, which is like a sick deal.
So the doctor separated them or the parents did?
The parents did. The parents made the conscious decision to separate those kids. Did you guys see Three Identical Strangers?
No.
The documentary? I think it's on like Hulu right now. Mariah just watched it last night. I saw it in theaters. It is so fucking good. It's wild.
City of
Ooh, I'm going to watch that.
Yeah. You got to watch it.
But
I won't tell you anything about it, but you should watch it.
But I still want to watch it.
You should definitely watch it. It's streaming somewhere because we just watched it yesterday.
Actually, I'm so sorry to do this. Aaron, you haven't seen it? I haven't seen it either. I'm still going to watch it, but I did have something spoiled. And anytime I have something spoiled, I want to ruin it for other people. So, Aaron, I'm going to let you know.
Donkey Donny.
It's the same guy. It's the same guy. He was just raised in near mirrors.
Aaron, I truly thought you were going to say Dunkachino.
Dunkachino, gonna go insane.
Nobody
my
can see this, but Erin just did the Pan's Labyrinth thing where she put her hands over her eyes. It was terrifying.
She did the Pan's Labyrinth thing where she has eyeballs on her hands.
Huh. This was a social experiment that didn't work, turns out. Okay. No, I do
Keith,
love this being
it.
On the show. It is a highlight of my week to record these. I am going crazy, but for unrelated reasons. Okay. A man is stranded on a desert island. All he has managed to salvage from his shipwreck is a calendar. There is no food of any kind on the island, yet the man manages to survive for a full year until he's rescued. How?
The calendar is Marie Calendar. It's pies.
He eats the pies on Marie Calendar.
No.
Come on, give it to me.
God, can you imagine just the image of a guy alone on an island eating pie?
It's not a calendar, it's a calzonender, and he eats the calzones from the calendar.
Adel, that was very clever, but no.
Thank you. I know how he survives.
How?
I guess he just does.
I know how he survives, Aaron. I know how he survives.
How?
He didn't. You lied about it.
I'm gonna march right out of here if you guys don't take this seriously.
He survived off of Flanuary. May I survive? What else? He
killed a deer and cooked it over the Septembers of the fire,
or Novembers,
or November, Decembers.
Yeah.
Because if you don't eat, June gonna die.
June gonna die.
February.
May I go?
March on out of here. Okay, Aaron, does it have to do with a month?
Is it
a pun month? Is it a day?
Mm-hmm.
He was firsty. He was firsty.
I know it. I know
and
it.
Then he had seconds. He was firsty, then he had seconds, and that lasted him all month. He was weak. Hold on. He didn't eat, so he was weak. And then one day... he had a month full.
Adel, I promise you, it's like monkeys in a room writing Shakespeare. If we let Adel do this long enough where he just stream of conscience, he will get this. He will land on this answer.
Yeah, keep going, Adel. We
What's the closest bullshit
I'm locked
I've had?
In. I know it, so I'm locked in.
Oh, you have it?
Oh, I got it, baby.
Okay, let's hear it.
No, let Adel talk a little while.
No, I'm done. I was being Lucy, now I'm back
fuck
to being
you. Oh, you talk it.
I finally gave you the floor, and all of a sudden.
Well, it seems like Adel has found that the floor is actually lava. Aaron, was that one of them? The floor is lava?
I look like a Tim Burton character right now.
Oh,
I didn't
I know,
at the beginning of this
I know
recording.
The answer. I know the answer. He ate, what's 12 times 4? Let's see here. Quick math. 142.
He ate all the dates and Sundays.
Yeah, he ate all the dates.
I was literally
like
about to say he ate 142 Sundays.
He ate all of the dates, but at the end of the time, he was 52 weeks to be able to leave the island.
Perfect. Well, that was, you guys had a lot of very funny answers, but not the correct one.
Aaron, I hear the content that you're saying, but the tone of voice suggests it wasn't funny.
No, it is funny. Again,
see, even,
so
funny.
Even
there,
I look like
even
someone,
what you're saying now is the tone is that what it wasn't funny.
I look like if a girl was in an ensemble member in a high school production of Sweeney Todd right now. That's sort of my vibe and my look. That's how crazy I've gone.
You mean Mockingbird Todd?
Yes, exactly. All right. If you're cool, you can give it or not. If you're hot, you can do it a lot. Too naughty for many, but still it's used a plenty. If it comes before boy, he's a thought.
I know it. It's a fuck. You can give plenty a fucks. If you're hot, you can get a ton of it a fucks. What was the rest of it?
You got it.
What did the fuck say?
What does the fuck say?
Fuck, 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 the fuck.
Fuck, Aaron, fuck, 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 fuck.
Wait, was that real?
Yeah, it's fucks.
Holy shit.
Yeah, you got it.
Wow.
Thank you, Keith.
Thank you, Keith.
You're amazing.
Keith,
you're amazing.
You're amazing.
Just the way you, Keith.
Keith on keeping on.
Hey, and Keith, say hi to your daughter, Dr. Christmas Jones, for us.
She's a wild thing.
Denise Richards is Bond character. Do you know that Denise Richards is on Real Housewives now? She's one of the Real Housewives.
Yeah, she's been on it for a few years, I think, which is wild.
I catch it in bits and glimpses.
That's wild. Is she the one that killed somebody? No, that's Rebecca Gayheart. I think Rebecca Gayheart killed someone.
Wow.
Look it up. In case this is
hey,
wrong. In case this
you
is
Google
wrong,
it.
Look it up. Noxzema.
How's everyone doing?
What's that?
Let's do a quick sanity check-in.
Aaron, can I say something? How are you doing? I think you brought up the sanity check to gauge your own sanity. How are you?
Good. I'm glad I got to have that 4-hour therapy session during our break. That definitely helped, but it definitely cracked me open.
Well, it also helped us because now we can chop that up into 4 Patreon episodes.
Patreon
and
episodes,
those.
Yeah.
Absolutely. JPC, how are you doing?
I think I would be interested in doing a therapy episode and then releasing that as a Patreon.
Absolutely
not. Do you think I could get like a therapist? I'm sure I could find a therapist that would sign off on there. There's a therapist on Real Housewives sometimes. I don't know what season of what show I've seen a therapist. And I'm like, why is this therapist agreeing to have this session filmed for the Real Housewives? That seems illogical.
I
would do it. I would do it for Patreon.
I would never do a therapy session on Patreon, but I would have a therapist on just to talk to a therapist to ask a question.
Here's my rule of thumb. Anything Metallica has done, I would do.
I think it would be interesting to watch me do a therapy session with a therapist because I think it would help like demystify therapy, because one of the things that makes therapy so scary for people is that they've like they don't do it, you can't experience it because it is so private. So just putting like a general therapy session out there into the world, then people would be like, oh, that's all therapy is, it's just talking about the way that I feel
actually
about
makes
things
sense. Although,
and getting some coping mechanisms,
and you should take therapy seriously and it's amazing and it can change your life, but also I've fully just decided that for a Patreon episode I'm going to do a therapy session with JP Riddles.
But also, if everything is content, right? So it all should be taken seriously and honored. But also, if you can make a fucking buck out of it, the gold, squeeze it in your fingers, baby. Ooh, I like that money. I like that money.
Adel,
how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm just mostly concerned about Aaron. Aaron, are you okay?
I'm great.
Okay.
I'm fine. Given the circumstances of the world, I'm totally good.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, great. Great. But. So, if anybody, I know that this is a really intense week, and if you need to message me on Instagram to vent, I totally understand. Or, let me know how we can be better allies and help you feel safe and all that.
I read an interesting book about how we should stop using the word ally and start using the word comrade. We don't need to socialize you guys on the podcast too much, but I've been hearing the word ally used and thrown around so much that, and I think that the reason like comrade is more useful is it's like, it's not just like, hey, I'm here not experiencing that to support you. It's like, I am the person who's in it with you and experiencing it with you, which is like the essence or the crux of it.
I love that because it feels less on the outside looking in.
I think, how to phrase this? I feel like that's cool that you said that, but I'm not going to refer to my favorite Breakfast Club actress as Comrade Sheedy, if that makes sense. So I'm not into it. I'm sorry. I respect your opinion.
It's my opinion, and that's all that matters. Adel, do you have something that you would like to plug?
Check out a podcast I do called Hello from the Magic Tavern. We also have some bonus content on Stitcher Premium, all kinds of fun stuff coming that way. And also, I started the show based on Rob White's suggestion, my friend Rob White.
Not the listener whose name is Rob White, who sometimes gets confused.
Little Bobby White from Pittsburgh. I started watching Ted Lasso, which I saw commercials for. It's like an Apple TV original, and I was like, hard pass. It's Jason Sudeikis coaching a soccer club in England. And I was like, no thanks, this looks awful. I started watching it based on his recommendation, and it is fantastic. So if you have Apple TV, watch Ted Lasso. It is full of heart and humor, and it's just really well done. And I'm very excited to watch the last three episodes tonight.
I will plug something that I've been watching that I just kind of found on HBO Max that I think I had heard about, but surprised me so much. And it's so like funny and heartwarming and like kind of sad and very weird. It's an Adult Swim show called Joe Parra Talks to You. 10-minute episodes. So there's like a bunch of Chicago people in it, which is fun to see. They just kind of pop up. It is so good. I've been really enjoying it. And then also you can go read Comrade, an essay on political belonging by Jody Dean. That's a fun read. It's quick too.
Where did you get it? Did you like download it?
Yeah, you can get an ebook on Verso Books, V-E-R-S-O Books. And I think when I got it, it was like on sale or something, but maybe it's not anymore. I don't know. But I just got the digital version of it on my brother's recommendation. So thanks, Jesse. You'll listen to this in 7 months. So thank you to he's very behind. Thank you for that recommendation. Aaron, anything that you would like to plug?
I don't know. I hope everyone's okay. Let me know if there's anything I can do. I'm here for everybody in any way that I can.
Aaron, another place that you are often for, I wouldn't say any body, because it's not necessarily bodies, unless you're counting planar bodies, have the heavenly bodies, as we would say, and I'm not talking about my own physique, although I have been working out in quarantine, so one could say it is kind of a heavenly body, that you often go to, Aaron, and that place is...
Dunkin' Donuts!
Boston, Dunkin' Cheeto!
Boston forever!
Jupiter.
No, I like the new ending. I like the new ending a lot. Dunkin' Donuts, Dunkin' Cheeto, Boston forever.
Jupiter.
John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emory Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.